Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started the book, Kitabul Libas, the book on clothing. And under this we started the first chapter, the chapter on the desirability of wearing white clothing and the permissibility of wearing red, green, yellow and black, etc. And the permissibility of the type of fabrics that a person can use cotton, can use those that is made of skin, wool and other fabrics except silk. So today's hadith, an Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ilbasu min thiyabikum al-bayad, fa innaha min khayri thiyabikum, wa kaffinu mawtakum, rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that wear white clothes because they are amongst the best clothing that you have, and shroud your deceased in them. In other words, shroud your deceased in white. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma also has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala has made Jannat white and Allah Ta'ala loves white. Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has stated that white clothing points to humility and modesty. White clothing points to humility and modesty, and it is a natural color. According to scientists, white clothing is best for all seasons. In summer, white does not absorb heat, and in winter, white does not absorb cold. White clothing is also advised for those suffering from high blood pressure and allergies. This is from the hikmats. These things are from the hikmats, but these are the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we'll see, that white is something that is preferable to wear. Other colors are permissible to wear. We find that our kabir, etc., they wouldn't make an issue of colors that people wore. However, so long as it's not a color that is undesirable, a person, man dressing up like a woman, or a woman dressing up like a man, that would be problematic. But however, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is advising, encouraging to wear white, so naturally we should have that like in our heart, that this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has advised, automatically I should like it. This is what I've been advised, so I should have that love for the beautiful advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also one hikmat is it reminds a person of maut. When a person is wearing this white clothing, it's reminding him of that kafan one day that's going to be put upon him. And when that kafan is going to be put upon him, there's a new journey that is going to start. The journey towards the qabr, the journey towards akhirat. And Samura radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ilbasul bayad, fa innaha atharu wa atyabu, وَكَفِّنُوا فِيهَا مَوْتَاكُمْ رَوَاهُ النَّسَئِي وَالْحَاكِمُ. Hazrat Samura radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, wear white garments because they are the purest and they are excellent, and shroud your deceased in them as well. Yeah, ulama explained that why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that white is athar, athyab. Why is it white is the purest and excellent? Is because white clothing is such that when the smallest amount of dirt or impurity comes on it, it is very easily visible. Unlike other colors, when dirt comes on it, sometimes not easily visible. But when a person is wearing white clothing, then the smallest amount of dirt or impurity can be noticed compared to darker colors which conceal dirt. In addition, white clothing is simple and therefore saves one from any type of arrogance which easily develops when one wears white clothing. And also when a person passes away, he proceeds to the gathering of the malaika, and now he's moving into that new, as we say, realm, that realm of the malaika, and now those malaika are all wearing white. So now he's also going and he's part of that galaxy of malaika, and he's also wearing the same color as the malaika. And also, it should be the case when a person is going to visit the pious, person's going to visit those people that are pious, etc., it's nice to wear white clothing, because this is the color of, obviously, the general color of the malaika, the general color of the angels, and also general color of the pious. So therefore, the scholars have mentioned that it is mustahab to shroud the deceased also in white. Hazrat Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is saying that this is the unanimous opinion of all the scholars, that it is mustahab to shroud, to make the kafan white. From tomorrow, inshallah, we'll do the other colors that are also mentioned in the hadith. But for today, these are the colors that are mentioned as far as being mustahab is concerned. The others now will show us what is permissible, etc. So we explained that Shariat is so beautiful, it's so nice that the range of permissibility is wide. Within that range of permissibility, you'll get those that are more preferred, those that are less preferred. But all within the range of permissibility is what is permissible. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.